Our guest at this time is Ward Connerly, the chairman of the American Civil Rights Institute. We want to get his reaction to Monday's decision from the U.S. Supreme Court in favor of the white firefighters in New Haven, Connecticut, who passed their firefighter promotions test. The city of New Haven had tried to scrap the results of that test because a very few minority applicants did well. We also want to get Mr. Connerly's thoughts on how this impacts the larger debate on discrimination in the country. And Mr. Connerly, thank you very much for your time today.
Greg, happy to be with you.
You have battled against the idea of affirmative action, racial preferences, and quotas for a long time. What's your reaction to this 5-4 decision from the Supreme Court?
Well, I'm very pleased with the decision, although it was decided on much narrower grounds than I would have preferred. It does represent movement forward in trying to break down these practices of discrimination, outright discrimination, that we call affirmative action. The court had two basic issues to consider, Greg. One was whether the action of the city of New Haven violated the disparate, what they call the disparate treatment provisions of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, and whether it violated the disparate impact provisions. They ruled with regard to the disparate treatment, which you and I would call discrimination, that clearly the city of New Haven discriminated against those white firefighters and the one Hispanic. They left unanswered the question, however, of whether there was disparate impact, and that is one that Justice Scalia said they're going to have to take up one of these days soon. He wrote a very compelling dissent, although he concurred with the 5-4. He wrote a dissent in which he said, we cannot continue to allow public agencies to discriminate in the name of disparate impact and believe that that does not violate the equal protection of the clause of the Constitution.
We're talking with Ward Connerly, chairman of the American Civil Rights Institute. And Ward, so given the fact that this decision was narrower than you would have liked it to be, in addition to that issue potentially coming back, what sort of trend do you see in the overall debate over affirmative action and racial discrimination?
Trend I see is very clearly one in which the country, especially the American people, are evidencing their strong displeasure with these policies. There have been three recent national polls, of which I'm aware, indicating that the American people, by a margin of about 70-30, oppose preferences in college admissions and hiring and in public contracting. More recently, the legislature of the state of Arizona placed on the ballot for the 2010 election an initiative that we've been sponsoring for the people to vote on. This is the first time in the history of our country that any legislative body has taken that action. So it signals to me that the tide has turned here and that race preferences are on the way out. They would proceed out much more swiftly if President Obama would get behind this, but I think he's on the other side of this issue, and certainly Justice Sotomayor appears to be on the other side.
And we'll talk about her in just a moment. Ward, a little while ago, we spoke with a woman who works with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, and she said that this decision essentially denies equal opportunity. She said that the test wasn't fair because it didn't deal with some critical components needed to be an officer, a captain or a lieutenant in a firefighting environment. Well, what do you make of that argument on the other side of this decision?
That's nonsense. If you look at the court decision, especially the dissent of Justice Alito, he went to great pains to show the amount of work that went into preparing that test. They vetted the test over and over again to make sure that there was no bias in it. What he documents, however, is that the racial politics that were played by a very close ally of the mayor, a member of the NAACP, by the way, the racial politics and the influence that this man applied to the mayor and to others is really what caused the city to toss out the results of that exam. But it just turns logic on its head to say that an exam for a firefighter somehow couldn't be passed by black firefighters. This is just some of the same old nonsense that those who support preferences continue to peddle.
Ward, some would say that discrimination would persist if not at least some provisions in place similar to affirmative action. Or do you believe that that is necessary on any level? Or do you believe the regular U.S. code is simply leveling the playing field for everyone at this point?
Well, I don't think the playing field is level for everyone. I think that there are a lot of people, some white, some black, some Latino, some Asian, some multiracial, who don't have an equal chance in American life. But the country doesn't guarantee you an equal chance. It guarantees you that when you interact with your government, a government agency, you will be treated the same as everybody else. And sometimes we ignore that. We think the government owes us equal opportunity. It doesn't. It's supposed to make sure that it does not discriminate against us. And the playing field is going to always be a little bit skewed for a variety of reasons, but I think that race is almost out of the equation. It's hard to say that the American people are racist when we've just elected a man who self-identifies as black.
Last question for you, Ward, before we let you go. You mentioned her a moment ago, but Appellate Court Judge Sonia Sotomayor, of course, is the president's choice to be the next justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. She's currently a member of the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which ruled on this, at least she did, and she sided with the city of New Haven, so her decision was overturned, essentially, by the Supreme Court on Monday. Some say this is a clear sign that she does invoke racial factors into her decisions. The White House is saying this actually shows she's not a judicial activist because she went with the precedent established at the district court level. How do you read it?
Well, I don't think that it necessarily means that she sides with those who favor preferences, because as the Supreme Court noted, the decision that Justice Sotomayor and others handed down was one paragraph. The violation was there is that they absolutely refused to consider the rights of those white firefighters. Now, anyone can speculate on why they did not consider them, but the Supreme Court noted that there was only one little paragraph that said, we agree with the lower court, and they didn't even hear the constitutional rights of those white firefighters.
Ward, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for making time for us.
Greg, glad to be with you.
Ward Connerly is chairman of the American Civil Rights Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.